Chapter 26, Track 61. They stood in the enormous waiting room, beneath the clicking schedule board that supplied its heartbeat. Commuters rushed by them, juggling briefcases and bags of bagels. "There is no Track 61," Darius said. "Yes, there is," Izzy said. "It's an abandoned track that was used by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. He was in a wheelchair, so they'd drive his car straight out of the train and onto an elevator that went right up into the Waldorf Astoria Hotel." She held up a smartphone. "I looked it up on secretivecity.com. She saw March's expression when he saw the phone. "I found it on the train. People really need to watch their stuff." "I should mention that Izzy has certain talents," Darius said. "We met when I found her hand in my pocket." "We'd better ditch it," March advised. "It has a tracker on it." "It's okay. I already know the way to the platform." Izzy didn't break stride as she dropped the phone on the counter by the information booth. She continued into the corridor and led them to an unmarked brass door. She handed March a paperclip. "Your turn." Darius and Izzy stood in front of March as he worked the lock. He pushed the door open, and they slipped inside. A narrow stairway led straight down. They followed it as the bustle and noise of the station above decreased, and the sound of the train entering the station thundered through the soles of their shoes. A shiver ran down March's spine. For the first time since leaving Amsterdam, he felt close to his pop, as though Alfie were right next to him on the train, on the stairs. They came out onto an unused train platform scattered with debris. One light in a cage sputtered overhead. An old Coke bottle lay furred with dust. They picked their way through construction equipment, piles of trash, and orange plastic nettings. Across the dark expanse of columns and tracks, they could make out the other platforms. A train had just arrived, and people poured out the doors, hurrying down the platform toward the exit. No one noticed them. It was like being a ghost, a spectral presence in the busy station. A rusted dark blue car sat nearby on unused tracks. They picked their way across the flung railroad ties and bits of metal and trash. March tipped his way up the stair that led to the door. He hesitated, then pushed it open. Instead of the passenger seats he'd been expecting, the car was empty. He felt the thud of disappointment. What had he been expecting? A box full of answers with a bow on top? He kicked an empty can across the floor. "You led me here. Now talk to me, Pop." March opened the electrical panel box. "There isn't anything," he said. Disappointment rang through him, heavy and dull. "If your pops left you something, it was probably lifted already," Darius said. "Street folks tend to take anything that isn't nailed down." He waved at the graffiti outside the dusty window. "It's not like we're the first people to find this place. Look at all these taggers." March rotated his frustration. Alfie wasn't stupid. There was something here. Something was meant to find. Something he was meant to find. Outside the car, graffiti splashed the walls, puffy letters announcing, "I was here," to an indifferent world. If he stood still and looked straight out the front of the car, he could see it, centered in his star sight line, outlined in black, red letters, 3 feet high. "Matt Henneberry, come home." March felt the hairs on his neck tingle. "We're in the right place," he said.